Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
And they're off. That was the start cannon. So Murray Edwards, a couple of rough strokes in their start, but they're powering towards me fairly swiftly. And of course, the head crew has the advantage of beautiful, flat, clear water ahead of them, which people reckon is about 5 seconds of an advantage. However, Chithall are hot on their heels. I can hear a few whistles being blown, but I suspect that's between Kings and Chithall. They're coming towards me now, so I can give you some distances. I've got Murray Edwards coming right past me, looking very comfortable, just taking a nice line around the corner, outside station on Chithall, I would say, and Kings are gaining quite rapidly. I'd say Kings are around a length on Chithall, and I would not be surprised if that's a bump later down the course. Now, Darwin are a fair ways back from Kings. I would say they're 2 lengths. But Maudlin are closing very quickly on them. Maudlin are taking an incredibly close line around first post, but it looks like they're going to be safe. I'd say there is a quarter of a length between them and Darwin. That is pretty, I'd say that's probably going to be a bump. And then we have Fitz coming a fair ways behind, a little bit of a lower rate. Just looks like the pain is setting in there.
To Beth.
I'd say, and let's go to Beth at Grassy.
Thank you, Julia. So I can see Murray Edwards coming down looking very good. And behind them, the battle is really, really raging between Chithall and King. The whistles are going. They're getting very, very close. It's going to be a big fight for Kings to get up on Trinity Hall. But I wouldn't be surprised if they do it very quickly. Behind them, I can see Maudlin W1 closing down very, very fast on Darwin. I reckon that there are going to be a couple of bumps coming around Grassy with Kings. 4 fractionally away from Chithall. They've got over. It's a case of when the Cox is going to go. And the Cox has conceded that Trinity Hall has been bumped by King, which means that Trinity Hall are very much under their spoons. Behind them, I can see Darwin being chased by Maudlin, not quite as closely as King to being chasing Trinity Hall. Wow. They're down to 8 or 9 feet. There's going to be a crash as Kings have not cleared the water quickly enough. Darwin, fighting to not hit either Kings or Tit Hall, who both pulled over. There's a bit of carnage going on here. Maudlin getting incredibly close. Darwin just missing the blaze of Trinity Hall, who pulled over on the edge of the river. And as they go out of Grassy, there has just been a concession by Darwin on Maudlin, but one of the Maudlin rowers seemed to collapse in the boat there as that concession happened. And it looks like Fitz are going to have a bit of difficulty getting past Maudlin and Trinity Hall, who've now both pulled over. Kings are still very much in the middle of the river. Further up than them, there has been another boat. I'm going to figure out who that's been between, because I think it will have been between Emma and Newnham, as I can see in the distance some Sydney blades, which means that Homerton, Newnham and Emma, I'm not quite sure what's gone on down there. I can only see Sydney blades, so we will figure out exactly what's happened there. But Pembroke pursuing Sydney really quite hard here again. There's almost a 3-horse race between Robinson, Pembroke and Sydney. It looks like Pembroke have a little bit of overlap, just about, but Sydney's Cox is not going to be conceding any time soon. Sydney's Cox looking very hard, but again, Kings are having some real issues. They pulled in by the canal boats on Grassy. Everyone's having to go incredibly wide. It looks like Pembroke might actually catch Kings as they go past. Sydney just managing to avoid them, but they've lost ground on Pembroke as they've done that. But Pembroke have lost ground on Robinson as they've done that. The bells are going. It looks like there's going to be another bump going into distance, but it's very, very close. I'm thinking that Wolfson had been bumped by Queens, as I can see Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall, Kemi By and Claire behind them. So I'm going to call it there's been a bump between Wolfson and Queens. And they've gone round the corner. There's going to be carnage here. I'm going to throw up to Maeve, who should be on Ditton. Ditton, Maeve, can you see what's going on as I move around Grassy?
It's very hard to see what's going on, but I think that Pembroke W2 almost bumped Sydney, but were caught by Robinson W1 before they could, and there was an overlap, all 3 boats together. But that might be wrong. Maybe Pembroke did get Sydney Sussex W1.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Emma.
Hi there, Bev. Yes, I'm here on long reach, and I've just had Fitzwilliam W1 rows straight past me, looking very clear of all boats. And just turning round the corner onto the long reach now is Emmanuel W2. There is no way that they're going to catch up with Fitz1 in the laborious way they're rowing right now, and there's at least six boat lengths between them. Before that, Murray Edwards W1 had a nice lengthy row onto the long reach. So it looks like Kings, Tittle, Maudlin and Darwin have all bumped. Yes, Beth?
If you've seen Emma, then we think that that means that Homerton and Newnham have bumped further down the course. We'll confirm that for you later. So there's been a bit of confusion between City Sussex, Pembroke and Robinson. So it sounded like there was a very, very close bump. We're not quite sure who got who first. So, Maeve, have you seen any of those boats come past you yet?
Yeah. So, actually, they've pulled in now. I think City Sussex have rolled away. Pembroke are looking kind of forlorn, so I think they might have been bumped. I'm just going to check right now what happened live. That's what happened.
Okay,
We got it wrong. W1, W2, Pembroke bumped up and they're putting foliage in their hair now. They're looking really happy. W2 bumped up, mate. Pembroke on Sydney Sussex. Back to you, Beth.
Brilliant. So what I think that means is that Murray Edwards has rowed over at the top, Trinity Hall bumped by Kings, Darwin bumped by Maudlin, Fitz and Emma look to have rowed over, Newnham I think bumped by Homerton, as we haven't seen them at Grassy, and they will have pulled over just a little bit further up. Sydney, it sounds like they've been bumped by Pembroke, which means that Robinson will escape and row over because Wolfson were bumped by Queens. Peter Cab, Hughes Hall have rowed over, Clare, Downing and Corpus. They've come past us now, I think, but they all look fairly far apart. I don't think there's going to be much close competition there. So I think that's
Emma?
What we're going to go with. But I'm going to quickly throw up to Emma. Emma, what have you got up there?
Hi there, yes, just on the long reach now. Lucy Cav / Hughes Hall have just passed me, looking again very leisurely. Now, Claire, W2 are passing me. There's absolutely no way that they're going to be catching up with each other. There's at least 10 boat lengths between them as they turn onto the long reach. And 3 boat lengths behind Claire are Downing W2. Looking a little bit more in need of some speed. But, oh no, that's just the way that they're rowing. Sorry. So it looks like there's all 4 of those bottom boats there are going to be rowing over. LMBCW2 is just turning round this and now onto the long reach stretch. They're rowing very well, but obviously they're quite tired as a sandwich boat. And again, it doesn't look like they're going to be making the bump, as there is at least 5 boat lengths between these last 2 boats.
Okay, lovely. Thank you, Emma. So just to sum up there, we've had bumps between Kings and Trinity Hall, Maudlin and Darwin, Homerton and Newnham, Pembroke and Sidley, Queens and Wolfson, and that's it. Everyone else has rowed over from that division. So with that, Emma's going to go and shoot off and get us confirmed results. So that's what we're calling.
Yep.
97.2. Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Okay, fantastic. Well, there's been a bit of delay in getting these results confirmed because there is some dispute to what happened towards the bottom of the course. I'll talk you through that in a second when we get to it, but let's start up at the top. Murray Edwards, W1, rowed over. Trinity Hall, W1, were bumped by Kings, W1, so they're now on the spoons. Darwin, W1, were bumped by Maudlin, W1. Fitzwilliam, W1, rowed over. Emmanuel, W1, rowed over. Newnham, W2, were bumped by Homerton, W1, who are now on for Blades. Sydney Sussex W1 were bumped by Pembroke W2, putting them on for spoons. Robinson W1 were awarded a technical row over because of quite a bit of carnage involving the King's boat not being able to move out of the way. Wolfson W1 were bumped by Queen's W2 just below that and are now on for their spoons. Lucy Cab, Hughes Hall W1 rowed over, but they've been disputing the fact that they were held up by an umpire and then told to restart because they believe that they could have won that bump over Robinson, so it's quite the drama over here. Claire W2, Downing W2 and Corpus W1, the sandwich boat, all rowed over at the bottom of the division.